Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Odell. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano scores. Kluszewski moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pilarczyk. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Kluszewski scores. Landis moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is called out on strikes. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Jim McEnany now playing left field. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Kluszewski reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Odell for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to third. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Odell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith now playing left field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson strikes out. One out. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tasbai strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0-for-1 in the game. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarčík is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarčík hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Odell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. Wynn moves to third. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to third. Ginsburg moves to second. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Billy Odell. Fred Valentine pinch runs for Bob Hale. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Chico Carrasquel now playing second base. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler bunts towards third. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Lawler moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson pinch runs for Ted Kluszewski. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis bunts towards third. Robinson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Rip Coleman now pitching. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Billy Goodman. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Torgerson scores. Landis moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Landis moves to third. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Landis steals home. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Savarin pinch runs for Billy Klaus. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-3 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Savarin moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savarin scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. Pilarczyk moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair now playing second base. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Albie Pearson now playing center field. Billy Heft now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. There goes Smith. The throw from Ginsburg to Carrasquel, and Smith is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.